The Black Ice by Michael Connelly. Copyright 1993 by Michael Connelly and performance copyright 1998 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. The Black Ice. This is for Linda McCaleb Connelly. 1. The smoke carried up from the Cahuenga Pass and flattened beneath a layer of cool crossing air. From where Harry Bosch watched, the smoke looked like a gray anvil rising up the pass. The late afternoon sun gave the gray a pinkish tint at its highest point, tapering down to deep black at its root, which was a brush fire moving up the hillside on the east side of the cut. He switched his scanner to the Los Angeles County Mutual Aid frequency and listened as firefighter battalion chiefs reported to a command post that 9 houses were already gone on one street and those on the next street were in the path. The fire was moving toward the open hillsides of Griffith Park, where it might make a run for hours before being controlled. Harry could hear the desperation in the voices of the men on the scanner. Bosch watched the squadron of helicopters, like dragonflies from this distance, dodging in and out of the smoke, dropping their payloads of water and pink fire retardant on burning homes and trees. It reminded him of the dust-offs in Vietnam, the noise, the uncertain bobbing and weaving of the overburdened craft. He saw the water crushing through flaming roofs and steam immediately rising. He looked away from the fire and down into the dried brush that carpeted the hillside and surrounded the pylons that held his own home to the hillside on the west side of the pass. He saw daisies and wildflowers in the chaparral below, but not the coyote he had seen in recent weeks hunting in the arroyo below his house. He had thrown down pieces of chicken to the scavenger on occasion, but the animal never accepted the food while Bosch watched. Only after Bosch went back.